High school football is on the air. You're tuned to 92.7 The Fan and 92.7thefan.com for Saugatuck High School football. Tonight's game is brought to you by the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters and the Saugatuck Douglas Public Schools, Spectators Sports Bar and Grill, Demond Super Value, and the Butler Restaurant. Also making this broadcast possible are Coral Gables, Friss Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, and Shoreline Orthopedics. Now, let's join Gary Stevens for tonight's Saugatuck High School football game on 92.7thefan.com and 92.7 The Van.
Back to throw is done on first down, and a couple. He's going to scramble to the left. He'll get a first down the left sidelines and runs out of bounds at the Decatur 30-yard line as we get everything underway. The ball on the Decatur 30, first and 10 for Saugatuck with 4:18 to go in a scoreless first quarter. The Indians 2-0, Decatur 2-0 coming into this game. We have had one turnover on each side. And Andrew Block recovered a fumble on the second play from scrimmage from Decatur. And Dakota Haas intercepted Blake Dunn pass on the fourth play from scrimmage for Saugatuck. So on first and 10, ball on the left hash. Indians moving from right to left. And up the middle goes Coach Joe Koshelski on first and 10 from the Decatur 30. And he bowls his way up to the 22-yard line at the gain of 8, second down and 2. We'll call it second and 1 to put the ball at the 21-yard line. Blake Dunn is the quarterback, the 5'10", 160-pound freshman. Alex Henschutz, the 5'11", 160-pound sophomore. And Alex Agobia, the 5'10", 155-pound junior on the halfbacks. And the fullback is Joe Koshelski, 6'4", 220-pound senior. Indians in the T formation on second down and 1. Handoff goes to Henschutz off of right guard. Gets past the 20. He'll get the sticks moving as he moves the ball to the 16-yard line. It's a gain of 5 and a first down, this third first down for the Indians, who started this drive on their own 30 with 6:41 to go in the first quarter after stopping Decatur on downs. Decatur has not allowed a point so far this season, shutting out Bangor 35-0 and last week blanking Fenville 48-0. But the Indians have the ball on the Decatur 16, first and 10. Traditional T formation for Saugatuck. Dunn hands it to Sigilby around left end. Gets knocked out of bounds as he goes past the 10 and goes out of bounds at the 7-yard line. That'll make it close to a first down, but it will be shy by about a yard. They get down second down and 1 from the 7-yard line.
9 yards, second down and 1.
Indians have been stopped once by the end of a game. And 3 times on turnovers. That's the only times they've been stopped this year on offense. They're trying to punch it in right now. On second down and 1, it's Koshelski trying to go right in. Gets pulled from behind the line of scrimmage, tries to squirm toward the sticks. And we'll see if he did make it through. Austin Kennedy with the tackle. And the officials do say that he does make forward progress to the 5. So it's first and goal for Saugatuck at the Decatur 5. Bright, sunny day. We started with 59 degrees. We had a wind blowing from left to right, but that sort of died off. A brisk night for football. First and goal from the Decatur 5. Up the middle goes Koshelski, and Joe gets it to about the 2. As Joe is trying to add to his offensive totals, he already has 3 rushing touchdowns this season. He makes it now second and goal at the 2. Alex Koenig, Jake Koenig, the 6 foot up, 65-pound senior, brings in the play from Bill Dunn. He alternates with Alex Andrews as the messengers. Again, T formation for Saugatuck, ball in the middle of the field, second and goal from the 1. It's Koshelski up the middle. Knocked down as he tries to hurdle toward the goal. Jason Nash, the tackle for Decatur. It'll be third and goal for Saugatuck at the Decatur 1. Indians 1 of 2 on third down conversions. The ends are Austin Phillips, 6 foot, 185-pound senior, and Joe Shishagwe, the 6'4", the 6'2", 275-pound senior. Andrew Block over the ball at center, the 6'1", 245-pound senior. Third and goal from the one. Done. Hands it to Koszelski off of left guard. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. The Gator has finally been breached. Joe Koszelski with the touchdown, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. A one-yard run. Climax is a 12-play, 70-yard drive. And it took 5 minutes and 22 seconds off the clock. Tanner Nutting for the conversion. Dunn will hold. Snapper is Cameron White. Kick is up. Kick is good. 1:19 to go first quarter. Our score, Saugatuck 7 to Decatur nothing. A 60-second timeout, if you please, as you're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com.
Your visit to Saugatuck isn't complete without lunch or dinner at the Butler Restaurant, a local favorite for decades. This West Michigan landmark beckons you with a fabulous view of historic Singapore Harbor and a fabulous menu featuring the famous Butler Burger, along with delectable entrees, salads, burgers, and sandwiches. You can preview their menu at thebutlerrestaurant.com. Whether it's after the game, a relaxing weekend, or a midweek treat, enjoy casual waterfront dining at the Butler Restaurant in Saugatuck.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
So the Indians have a 7-0 lead here in Decatur. Eric Michaels, our producer. I'm Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for Saugatuck High Football. Tanner Nutting's second kickoff of the night. Right-footed soccer-style kicker. The senior drills it to about the 7-yard line. Matthew Boddy with the return down the left sideline. Has a lane, and he's into the open field. Tries to elude the last tackler. And it looks like he'll be able to get past Jordan Mitchell. Good block there. And the touchdown will be scored. 94-yard return by Matthew Hottie. Now on the left sideline, the last man he had to meet was Jordan Mitchell. He got pancaked on a great block by Dakota Haas. And Bonnie with the return of 94 yards has made it a one-point game with conversion coming with 59 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Delay on the field as one of the Indian players is down. So a bugaboo of Saugatuck over the last 3 years has been kickoff returns. They thought they had that rectified, and for the first two games, for the most part, they did. But Boddy, who had little problems with the first kickoff to begin the game, now takes it to the house for 94 yards and a touchdown. Can't see the number of the Saugatuck player down across the way. But we are holding up the proceedings as it is. While we tend to the injured player, Eric, let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7theband.com.
It takes a total team effort to be successful in any game. Randy's Carpet Care has a team of professionals ready to provide you with the service you deserve. Voted best carpet cleaner in the Best of West Michigan poll, Randy's Carpet Care provides top quality work at a reasonable price with your satisfaction guaranteed. Call Randy's Carpet Care at 392-1400 for all your carpet and upholstery cleaning. That's Randy's Carpet Care. Call 392-1400 and join the winning team.
Conversion attempt coming for Decatur's Cody Houston. Holding will be Hunter Bell. And the long snapper is Kevin Conklin. Trying to tie the game at 7 after the kickoff return for the touchdown. The kick is up and the kick is good. 59 seconds to go. First quarter. Our score, Saugatuck 7, Decatur 7. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football. 60-second timeout, if you please, on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
DeMond Super Value. proud sponsor of Saugatuck Football, invites you to check out their Pick 5 programs in their meat and produce departments. In produce, you can select any five Pick 5 items for $9.99. In the meat department, you may mix and match any Pick 5 items for $19.99. These are the same quality products now presented to you at a greater value. Plan out a week's menu or stock up your fridge and freezer. Save time, money, and gas when you shop local at DeMond's on Center Street in Douglas.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Interest rates are historically low, and there are really great deals available. Larry Gamache from Carfax has some advice to find the best.
Obviously, you'll want to go for a test drive and get an inspection. Another great step? Shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. You'll get a free Carfax report, a $39.99 value, and you can buy with more confidence.
You can see accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
So to the kickoff return by Matthew Bonney for the touchdown. Here's the first kickoff of the night for Cody Houston. Kicks a grounder, and it's picked up at the 16-yard line. And it's returned very nicely by Jake Koenig. Past the 35, almost to the 40-yard line before he is finally knocked down. So as the Saugatuck staff tends to Tanner Nutting, the Indians will set up shop for their third offensive possession with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. On, we'll say past the 39, we'll still say it at the 30, we'll say it at the 40-yard line. So the ball is on the Saugatuck 40, and Blake Dunn will set up the offense there. Full house backfield for Dunn, barking signals. Hand up Koshelski, hit at the line, moves forward a little bit, a couple of yards, maybe to the 41. We'll mark it a one-yard gain. Tackled by Cole Southworth, the junior linebacker. Second and nine from the 41. The Indians' guards are Damian Waldo, a 6-foot, 175-pound senior, and A.J. Starring, a 6'2", 205-pound senior. The tackles are Cameron White, the 6'3", 300-pound senior, and Darren Holmes, the 6'1", 260-pound senior. In the pistol, and in a pistol formation is done. He'll pitch it around to Segovia, makes a nice cut to get past one tackler, but then goes into the arms of Jason Nash, the senior, who knocks him down at about the 43-yard line. That will be the last play of the first quarter. One quarter in the books. Our score, Saugatuck 7, Decatur 7. 60-second timeout. 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.
Coral Gables is a proud supporter of Saugatuck High School football. Come out and cheer on the Indians this season. Make Coral Gables your stop for pizza after the game. You'll love it, and so will the kids. Coral Gables also features the fun and famous Corner Bar and live comedy. Coral Gables is proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools and the athletic and academic efforts of local students. Good luck to the Saugatuck High School football team from Coral Gables on the waterfront in beautiful downtown Saugatuck.
The Saugatuck Athletic Boosters are proud to sponsor the Indians, and they're proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools, a blue ribbon school district with state and national award-winning programs and a tradition of excellence on and off the athletic field. The Saugatuck area is one of America's top 50 great places to raise kids, and the Saugatuck Public Schools are a major positive factor. Personal instruction, cutting-edge classroom technology, it's all at Saugatuck Public Schools. Good luck, Indians, from the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters.
The white-clad Saugatuck Indians with royal blue numerals, orange trim, and royal blue helmets completely plain this year will move from north to south or left to right here in the second quarter. The black-clad Decatur Raiders with gold numerals outlined in white, gold helmets with Raiders on the side will defend the south goal to our right. Third down for Saugatuck, and we'll call it a long six at the 43-yard line. Again, full house backfield for the Indians, and Blake Dunn barks out the signals, and he may have enticed senior middle defensive guard Dale Mann to jump offside, and that would be the exact call. The first penalty of the game for Decatur makes it now third down and about a yard and a half from the 38-yard line. Saugatuck, one penalty for 15 yards. One penalty now for 5 yards for Decatur. We begin the second quarter in a 7-0 tie. Third down and about a yard and a half. Dunn will keep it around left end, tries to stiff arm a tackle, gets pulled down. He'll be short of a first down. It'll be an interesting decision what Coach Bill Dunn will do. He needed Blake Dunn, needed to get to almost midfield. He'll be marked at the 49-yard line, about a half yard shy of the needed gain there. So we'll see if Saugatuck will go for it here on fourth down and one from the 49-yard line. Just underway, second quarter. Indians will go for it. Punter Tanner Nutting still sitting on the bench after being hurt in the kickoff return for the touchdown by Matthew Boddy. On fourth down, it's Koszulski breaking open on the left side. He'll get a first down into Decatur territory. He runs to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 7 and a first down as the Indians convert on fourth down. Decatur had blanked its first two opponents. But the Indians have breached that wall already. Gain of 8 on the run by Koszulski, who has the 1-yard touchdown run for Saugatuck. And it's 1st and 10 for the try. Ball on the left hash at the 43-yard line of Decatur. In the pistol is quarterback Blake Dunn in motion to the right. And it's a run by Anschutz around right end. Gets past the 40. Going low to tackle him is Matthew Boddy. Going high to secure the tackle, Connor Olkowski. But Anschutz, a little slow in getting up after the double team. He'll go off because he is the messenger running back, and Alex Koenig will come in. But Anschutz moves the ball past the 40 to the 37-yard line. It's a gain of 6, 2nd and 4. Indians have split the two previous meetings with Decatur, winning here and losing at home, but they haven't played them in 4 years. 2nd down, and we'll call it 4 from the 37-yard line. Dunn barking out signals. Hand off Koszulski up the middle. He'll pull his way past the 35. He'll move the sticks as he gets the ball to the 30-yard line. Let's set up the Raider defense for you on 1st and 10 at the Decatur 30. The defensive guards are junior Hunter Bell and senior Dale Mann. No heights or weight listed by Coach Joe Grill. Defensive tackles are junior Austin Kennedy and junior Matthew Saylor. Defensive ends are senior Dakota Haas and senior Connor Olkowski. Linebackers in the secondary in a moment. 1st and 10 is the 30 of Decatur. Indians with the ball and a 7-all tie. Dunn keeps it, spun in the backfield, and finally down in the backfield. Spun initially by Jason Nash, one of the linebackers. And Connor Olkowski secured the tackle for loss back to the 35. It's 2nd and 15 from the 35-yard line. Nash, the senior, and Cole Southworth, the junior, are the linebackers. The corners are junior Matthew Boddy, who has the touchdown return of 94 yards, and junior Cody Hudson. The safety is junior Jonathan Grosvenor. 2nd and 15, just inside the 35 of Decatur. Indians, their third possession. They had an interception the first time and then scored a touchdown. In motion. And the handoff up the middle goes Koszulski, and the Raider defense wasn't going to buy that at all. Stopped at the line. Jason Nash with the tackle, I believe. Yes, it is Nash, a loss of 1. So now the Indians, after getting that first down at the 30, has seen their offense go a-puttering. Looking across the way, Tanner Nutting sitting on the sidelines. And if it is a concussion situation, we'll see him next week maybe. Because usually you don't clear a player with concussion during a game in these new rules. 3rd down, Dunn. Pumps, breaks on the option. Back to throw. Gets around 1 tackler, now scrambling to his left. The freshman gets around 2 tackles. Gets close to the original line. Fumbles the football. But it's recovered easily by Block to secure it for Saugatuck. So when it's all said and done, the ball goes 2 yards to the Decatur 34, and the Indians, who have not been, converted just 2 of now 5 third down opportunities, have it 4th down and 14 from the 34, and with punter Tanner Nutting unavailable, the Indians, well, they are looking to be going for it in the pistol formation with quarterback Blake Dunn barking out signals. Dunn is back to throw. Throws over the middle. He's got Gashevsky. He gets bumped forward and gets the first down on the bump forward. As Dakota Haas hit him so hard, he hit him forward to the 20-yard line. That converts the first down, a 14-yard gain and a first down for Saugatuck. So Dakota Haas, who's blocked, sealed the touchdown for Body that time, gives a gift to the Indians. His tackle knocks Gashevsky forward on the pass over the middle for a first down. 7:15, clock running to go, first half. We're tied at 7 here in Decatur between Saugatuck and the Raiders. Indians moving from left to right. Full house backfield behind quarterback freshman Blake Dunn. Dunn barking out signals. Fumbled snap, loose on the ball, and it may be recovered by the Raiders, but it looks as if Dunn did get it back. Ooh, for a minute, Dunn, who got away from the snap a little bit early, had it slip behind him. Looked for a moment as Jason Nash was about ready to pounce on it. But Dunn did recover, so the Indians do lose yardage back to the 24.
Lost 3 yards.
The first fumble of the game on the second play of the game by Decatur's Matthew Body. He pulled away from his center, Kevin Conklin, too soon, and Andrew Block recovered the gift. They'll spot the ball, the officials do, at the 23-yard line. It's second down and 13 for the Indians on the Decatur 23 in a 7-0 tie. Full house backfield behind Dunn. Blake will roll out to the right, but he has no blocking in front of him. He's going to be down for a loss. The tackle was made by Connor Olkowski, but give full marks so far to Jason Nash, who right now the Indians are finding a tough time blocking. Loss of 3 to the 26. It's third down and 16. So the Indians are again facing a tough situation, and we see for the first time the arrival of Wes Weber. Normally we talk about him in the winter. Wes Weber is playing football this year. He's wide out wide to the left, the All-State candidate basketball player. And the Indians are in the pistol. And Dunn wants to look for him, can't see him open. Now looks to his right. Flips it short now to Segovia. Gets it past the 20, and he's knocked down again by Jason Nash. He needed to get to almost the 10. But he does gain yardage and makes it a fourth down and 7 at the 17-yard line. It's a gain of 9. Indians now just 2 of 6 on third downs. So Weber comes out after being on the play. Again, the Indians unavailable because of the hit on the kickoff return. Fourth down. And 7 from the 17. Second fourth down on this drive. Dunn back to throw. Has to roll left. Looks. Throws over the middle. Complete for Gashevsky. First down inside the 10. Two fourth down passes. And the penalty marker, I believe, is down as Dunn is slow in getting up. We'll see what the marker is about. Gashevsky got it to about the 15, but the official is pulling the play back, and the ball is actually at the 7 if the play stands. Dunn is still a little slow in getting up. It'll be a personal foul, roughing the hit to the helmet against Decatur. So Dunn may have to sit this play out, and if that's the case, Alex Segovia would take over at quarterback. He finished up last week's game against Marcellus behind the signal as the signal caller. So after the penalty, the converted fourth down moves the ball to the Decatur 3. First and goal. Second penalty for the Raiders. It is only classified as a 3-yard penalty, as a 4-yard penalty. And we're going to get a timeout on the field by the officials. We'll take a 30-second timeout right now with 4:23 to go in the first half. Our score is Saugatuck 7, Decatur 7. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. And apparently we're still on the air, so we'll just keep it right here. Indians, after opening the season with three road games, have their home opener next Friday night as the Hartford Indians come calling to Jarvis Memorial Field, and we'll bring you the game, 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com at 6:40. Old College Football, it's the home opener. It's Community Day as Holly Municipal Stadium will be formally changed to the Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. The Flying Dutchman, winning last week at North Park, will be hosting Milliken tomorrow. Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klopperins will bring you all of the action here on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com beginning at 1:10. So on first and goal, Saugatuck will have it on the Decatur 3-yard line. They've already scored one touchdown on a Koshelski run. Blake Dunn has returned after the timeout, the official timeout. Cool night tonight, but I believe the hydration timeouts are still being called. First and goal for Saugatuck on the Decatur 3. Koshelski bounces off of left guard, tries to go to the end zone. Dakota Haas has him down and pulls him down at about the 1. Second and goal from the 1 for the Indians. This drive has already eaten up 8 minutes of the second quarter. Indians started just before the quarter change.
Second down, less than a
16th play of the drive coming up right now. Second and goal from the 1 for the Indians. Koshelski tries to go off of left guard. Second effort, third effort. He will be short. Fourth effort finally gets in. Koshelski kept running, and finally got around left end and scored the touchdown. Joe Koshelski's second 1-yard plunge of the game. But this one was just a hard effort for the Indians senior fullback. And the Indians have now taken the lead at 13-7. But now what do they do about the extra point with, again, Tanner Nutting on the sidelines suffering a concussion-related injury? And Blake Dunn, the freshman, is going to have to
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account...
Here comes the conversion from Blake Dunn. Snaps down. Kick is up. It gets over. It's good. 3:42 to go in the first half. Our score, Saugatuck 14 and Decatur 7. Let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Come in and find all the back-to-school supplies you need at Friss Office Outfitters in Holland. HP inkjet printers from $34.99, a large selection of eco-friendly products, over 115 different ring binders from $1.29, 35% off colored storage carts, 50% off artist canvas. They have pens, pencils, markers, and highlighters by the box or by the item. Friss has the largest selection of school, office, and art supplies in West Michigan. When it comes to school supplies, no matter what you need or how many, you'll find it at Friss Office Outfitters on River Avenue in Holland.
A 16-play, 60-yard drive. Took 9:10 off the clock. A 1-yard run by Joe Koshelski. Blake Dunn with the conversion, and he'll have to handle the kickoff chores. And he kicks it. Square-toed. Oh, it rolls past Cody Houston, and he has to go into the end zone. He'll get it at the goal line, and he's knocked out by Segovia. We'll see where they spot it, but it's going to be spotted at the 3. And Houston is slow in getting up after the stick by Segovia. So while Houston is going to be dealt with, they'll have the ball on the Decatur 3. Let's take another 1 minute timeout. 3:35 to go, first half, our score. Saugatuck 14 and Decatur 7. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7. Hold on, Eric Michaels, hang on. Keep it right here because we thought we were going to have an injury timeout, but Houston is coming off the field immediately. So we won't need to take the timeout here. Ball will be on the Decatur 3 after the great hit. Houston had problems handling the football on the rolling kickoff. And then he went back to his goal line, tried to come out, and he got hit. On first down, handoff off of right guard, not much there. Looks as is in. Austin Phillips with the tackle of the ball carrier for Decatur. And that ball carrier is Jonathan Grobener. They'll move the ball to about the 4, second and 9 from there. Matthew Biney, the junior, is at quarterback. Cole Southworth, the junior, is at fullback. Jonathan Grobener, the junior, is at tailback. One wide out to the right, full house backfield. Biney on second down, rolls right, stumbles, throws to the end zone, incomplete. He tried to do the play action and rolled to the right, and the Indians almost got him for a safety. A.J. Starring was there, almost had a hand on it, and then as the ball was thrown, it was knocked down by Alex Entschutz. So it's third down and 9. Decatur 0-for-1 on third downs. Connor Olkowski, the senior, is the flanker. Matthew Saylor, the junior, is the tight end. Justin Boynton, the senior, is the split end. Kevin Conklin, the senior, will jog over to the ball over the ball at center. Junior Larry Stambeck, senior Jason Nash are the guards. Junior Austin Kennedy, senior Eli Aranda are the tackles. On third down, Boddy in the end zone throws, and it's going to be intercepted by Kieselski. One-handed interception. He goes down at the 11-yard line, his second pick of the season, and the Indians have their second takeaway, and they are in prime real estate now. First and 10 for Saugatuck on the Decatur 11. Kieselski with the interception, and basically what it did, it was a pass under pressure by Boddy, might have been deflected, and Kieselski with his right hand was able to grab it as he was falling down. First and 10 for the Indians at the 11. Webert wide out to the left. Three wide outs to the right. One man in the backfield and shoots. Done. Wants to lob it for Webert through two defenders. Incomplete. He was trying to thread the needle. Dakota Haas and Matthew Boddy were there. Second and 10 from the 11. Indians with a fumble recovery by Andrew Block and now an interception by Joe Kieselski. He took the last one he had last week in Marcellus to the house for a touchdown. 2:41 to go, second quarter. Saugatuck with a 14-7 lead trying to add to it. First points of the season allowed by Decatur. Ball almost to the middle of the field. Done in the T formation. Fakes the handoff, rolls left. Gets to about the 10, finally knocked down. Matthew Boddy, his opposite number at quarterback, also on defense, makes the tackle. Gain of 1 on the play, and so Saugatuck, which is only 2-for-6 on third downs, will have another third down challenge ahead of it. Again, the Indians without right now Tanner Nutting, who was injured on the 94-yard kickoff return by Matthew Boddy for a touchdown, suffered what I don't want to, I've been saying concussion-like symptoms because he was walking off groggily. He's now standing on the sidelines, but the Indians a little slow in getting their play, and they're going to call their first timeout. Eric, we will take a 60-second timeout. 1:54 to go, first half. Our score, Saugatuck 14, Decatur 7. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com.
Spectator Sports Bar at Spectators University, proud sponsors of Saugatuck High School football. If you're a sports fan, it only makes sense to head to Spectators. You can watch your favorite game on more than 28 plasma TVs. Make Spectators your goal for the NFL Sunday ticket. And make Spectators your destination for great food. Support the Saugatuck Indians along with Spectators Sports Bar and Spectators University. Exit 41 off I-196 along the lakeshore in Saugatuck.
Every athlete, weekend warrior, or professional deserves the best in orthopedic care. That's why you can rely on the physicians of Shoreline Orthopedics to keep abreast of the latest in treatment of sports injuries. With football season here, remember to wear appropriate protective gear and always have any injuries, aches, or pains looked at by one of the sports medicine specialists at Shoreline Orthopedics. Go to shorelineortho.com to learn more. Experience the difference.
The Indians have called their first timeout, and they'll be facing a third and nine, at the Decatur 10. Wes Webert playing his first varsity game is wide out to the left. Wide out to the right will be Kieselski. One man in the backfield, that is Segovia. Dunn back to throw. Throws right. Lobs it in for Kaszewski. Tries to jostle. Penalty marker flies. As Kaszewski was jostling with Houston, it'll be interesting to see what the side judge who made the call makes the play. It might be interference, and it might be against Kaszewski. And it looks as if it's going to be Kaszewski with the push-off on Cody Houston as he's trying to get position at the goal line. So the penalty will be accepted. Indians now with their second penalty of the game, second major penalty as well. Indians have been pretty clean in penalties the first two games, but now they're staring at third down and 24 from the 25. And again, Tanner Nutting unavailable because of injury. One wideout to the left, that is Weber. Three wideouts to the right. Looking right is Dunn, sees some pressure and tries to go up, and that pocket is closed. And finally, the half tackle was made by senior Mitch Jacobs as Dunn got back to the original line of scrimmage. So fourth down, and again, with no Nutting available, this would be on the outside edges of his range if available. He's already booted one field goal, but Nutting is just standing on the sidelines now. Indians going to take no chances with him right here. Blake Dunn over to the sidelines to talk to his dad. Indians might call their second timeout with 1:08 clock running. And Dunn will now call the timeout. We will take one as well. 1:03 to go first half. Our score, Saugatuck 14 and Decatur 7. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com.
DeMond Super Value, proud sponsor of Saugatuck Football, invites you to check out their Pick 5 programs in their meat and produce departments. In produce, you can select any five Pick 5 items for $9.99. In the meat department, you may mix and match any Pick 5 items for $19.99. These are the same quality products now presented to you at a greater value. Plan out a week's menu or stock up your fridge and freezer. Save time, money, and gas when you shop local at DeMond's on Center Street in Douglas.
Your visit to Saugatuck isn't complete without lunch or dinner at the Butler Restaurant, a local favorite for decades. This West Michigan landmark beckons you with a fabulous view of historic Singapore Harbor and a fabulous menu featuring the famous Butler Burger, along with delectable entrees, salads, burgers, and sandwiches. You can preview their menu at thebutlerrestaurant.com. Whether it's after the game, a relaxing weekend, or a midweek treat, enjoy casual waterfront dining at the Butler Restaurant in Saugatuck.
Fourth down, 24 from the 25 of Decatur. Indians send a gun back to throw. Dunn throws over the middle. Kaszewski got it at the 5. He'll go in for the touchdown. The Indians convert again on a fourth down. This time it's a 25-yard touchdown reception by Joe Kaszewski over the middle. Crossing pattern. Dunn hit him and nailed him perfectly with the pass, and he got into the end zone. Touchdown, Saugatuck. So Joe Kaszewski has run for two touchdowns, and he has caught a 25-yard touchdown pass. The Indians have converted three fourth downs in the second quarter. Conversion attempt coming from Blake Dunn. He's a partial soccer styler. Segovia will hold. Subbing, snaps down. Kick is up, and it's a low kick, and it's no good. So the PAT is no good by Dunn. But the Indians capitalize on the Kaszewski interception. Four plays, 11 yards. And the drive, and I forgot to write down the time when the drive started. I apologize for that. So we'll say the drive took about a minute or so off the clock. And Kaszewski's 25-yard touchdown reception has given the Indians a 20-6 lead. And one thing that Coach Joe Groh will probably talk to his Decatur Raiders about, they've gotten the touchdown they've had on the kickoff return. They've had two first downs, but they've had two turnovers, and they were held on downs. The deepest penetration, the Saugatuck 38-yard line. So the Raiders 2-0. The Indians, the only team in the SAC North who has won a game this year. They've won there, too. All the other five SAC teams are 0-2. The Indians are leading 20-7. At the half, we'll recap the scoring for you. And we'll have the MHSA perspective, the reality of TV. That will be JJ's perspective at the half. Here's the kickoff from Blake Dunn. Delivers the ball. and it'll be taken by Body at the 15. He's already returned one back for the touchdown, but he's cornered as he gets to the 20, gets around the corner, gets through the corner, I should say, and then gets maybe a couple of extra yards to about the 22-yard line. So, Decatur with 47 seconds to go here in the first half. Very delightful night, cool, crisp, and certainly good football playing weather. Decatur will set up shop at their own 22-yard line. The Indians defensively, with A.J. Starring, the senior, and Joe Shishagwe, the senior, at the ends. Andrew Block and Cameron White, the seniors, are at the tackles. Austin Phillips and Nick Putzke are the line outside backers. Phillips, the senior, Putzke, the sophomore. Joe Koshelski is the senior middle backer. First and 10 for Decatur, and the handoff goes to Grosvenor. And Grosvenor, off of the left end, gets it past the 25, maybe to about the 29-yard line. That's where they'll spot a gain of 7 on the play. Indians will allow that run to go to keep the clock moving. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Decatur trying to get a quick hitter to maybe get a quick score as they're already to the line, and the snap goes to Grosvenor. Grosvenor around right end, spins at the 32 to the 33, 34. That will move the sticks and stop the clock with 17 seconds to go in the first half. Decatur's third first down of the game. A gain of 5 on the play by Grosvenor. The Indians defensive backs, Jake Kernick, the senior, Alex Anschutz, the sophomore at the corners, Alex Segovia, the junior, Blake Dunn, the freshman, at the safeties. 4 seconds left. We'll see if Decatur can get this last play off. They will not get it off. So the Raiders will go to the locker room down at the half. Saugatuck on 2 touchdown runs by Joe Koshelski and a touchdown reception by Joe Koshelski lead the Decatur Raiders at the break 20-6. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com.
Come in and find all the back-to-school supplies you need at Friss Office Outfitters in Holland. HP inkjet printers from $34.99, a large selection of eco-friendly products, over 115 different ring binders from $1.29, 35% off colored storage carts, 50% off artist canvas. They have pens, pencils, markers, and highlighters by the box or by the item. Friss has the largest selection of school, office, and art supplies in West Michigan. When it comes to school supplies, no matter what you need or how many, you'll find it at Friss Office Outfitters on River Avenue in Holland.
Coral Gables is a proud supporter of Saugatuck High School football. Come out and cheer on the Indians this season. Make Coral Gables your stop for pizza after the game. You'll love it, and so will the kids. Coral Gables also features the fun and famous Corner Bar and live comedy. Coral Gables is proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools and the athletic and academic efforts of local students. Good luck to the Saugatuck High School football team from Coral Gables on the waterfront in beautiful downtown Saugatuck.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
WYBN, Saugatuck, Holland.
The Saugatuck Indians are back in action Friday nights on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Halftime at Decatur High School with the Saugatuck Indians leading 20-6 on a one-yard Joe Koshelski run with 1:19 to go in the first quarter. The conversion by Tanner Nutting completed a 12-play, 70-yard drive. Saugatuck led 7-0, but on the ensuing kickoff, Matthew Bonney returned at 94 yards for a touchdown. Conversion by Cody Houston. We were tied at 7 with 59 seconds to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck then took the ball, and in a 16-play, 60-yard drive, took 9 minutes off the clock. Koshelski, a one-yard touchdown run. Blake Dunn had to do the conversion because Tanner Nutting was injured on the kick return touchdown. And Saugatuck led 14-7. 3 plays later, Joe Koshelski intercepted the pass. And on fourth down and 24 from the Decatur 25, Blake Dunn hit Joe Koshelski with a crossing pattern over the middle. Koshelski got it into the end zone. Touchdown. That extra point by Dunn was no good. And with 56 seconds to go in the first half, Saugatuck's lead is 20-7. That's where we stand right now. A regular feature of high school football, high school broadcast on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. is to look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, John Johnson. His topic tonight, the reality of TV. It's time for JJ's MHSAA Perspective.
The reality of TV, part one. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about it next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm not a big fan of reality TV, but a few weeks ago, the realities of TV were revealed in some newspaper articles where the Alphabet family of networks finally confessed as to what they were up to as they announced their national high school football coverage for the fall. They finally fessed up to what I had talked about on the show previously, that they had no intention of making their broadcast be about high school sports, their local nature, and all of the good things they do for kids and communities. It was all about featuring a couple of so-called high-profile players in each broadcast in order to give college sports recruiting junkies their fix. Nothing more, nothing less. The general article where the startling revelation was made was countered in the same paper that day and its website by one of its columnists, which blasted the Alphabet family of networks for prostituting high school sports. From there, my weekend got even more interesting. I had a chance to watch a podcast produced later that day where they interviewed one of the newspaper writers involved. I wish they had included the columnist. An administrator from one of the schools that would play in one of the games being televised that weekend, and a booster club president from another of the teams involved in the telecast. The writer of the article was an advocate of national TV for high school sports because it helped him with his national rankings. What? How about a little more prostitution of educational athletics for something which absolutely makes no sense, the national ranking of high school teams? By the way, his article that day quoted a coach who said that being on national TV helped get his kids ready for that kind of exposure and pressure in college ball. Excuse me, that's not the purpose of high school sports. It's to get kids ready for the next level of life, not the next level of sports. And besides, that so-called next level only involves 1% of the participants. The school administrator spoke in the same terms as the coach. Talk about someone I wouldn't want running my kid's school. The booster club president had an aw shucks attitude about the television coverage. He thought it was nice, but absolutely unnecessary. And absolutely unnecessary is right. Unfortunately, our school leadership sometimes doesn't know how to say no when the television pimps come rolling around. Some coaches lap it up because they want to be on the same plane as their counterparts they watch on Saturdays and Sundays. Those coaches don't belong in a school setting, folks. Michigan avoids quite a bit of this because thoughtful educators more than 20 years ago saw the exploitation that national television of school events brings to the table and developed sane rules prohibiting it. Later that same weekend, an email I received asked why Michigan schools weren't on national television and how we were falling behind other states in that respect. I love the falling behind phrase because I can never figure out what it is that we're falling behind. Because our schools put the educational interest of all the kids first? Because our schools won't allow our coaches and our players to have higher profiles than the principals and superintendents? Because our schools won't allow themselves to be prostituted? What are we falling behind? Of course, when I explained that to the writer of the email, there was no response. There's no way anyone in their right mind can make an educationally sound case for nationally televised high school sporting events. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
The Saugatuck Athletic Boosters are proud to sponsor the Indians, and they're proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools, a Blue Ribbon school district with state and national award-winning programs and a tradition of excellence on and off the athletic field. The Saugatuck area is one of America's top 50 great places to raise kids, and the Saugatuck Public Schools are a major positive factor. Personal instruction, cutting-edge classroom technology, it's all at Saugatuck Public Schools. Good luck, Indians, from the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters.
Spectator Sports Bar and Spectators University, proud sponsors of Saugatuck High School football. If you're a sports fan, it only makes sense to head to Spectators. You can watch your favorite game on more than 28 plasma TVs. Make Spectators your goal for the NFL Sunday ticket. And make Spectators your destination for great food. Support the Saugatuck Indians along with Spectators Sports Bar and Spectators University. Exit 41 off I-196 along the lakeshore in Saugatuck.
Coral Gables is a proud supporter of Saugatuck High School football. Come out and cheer on the Indians this season. Make Coral Gables your stop for pizza after the game. You'll love it, and so will the kids. Coral Gables also features the fun and famous corner bar and live comedy. Coral Gables is proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools and the athletic and academic efforts of local students. Good luck to the Saugatuck High School football team from Coral Gables on the waterfront in beautiful downtown Saugatuck.
Back here at Decatur High School with the Decatur Band playing for the crowd here at halftime, and it's always interesting when the football players doesn't go to the locker room and performs with the band at the half. And Nick Gerhold, a junior wide receiver, is in full uniform, football that is, working with the band and playing the saxophone here at halftime. Saugatuck enjoying a 20-7 lead over the Decatur Raiders, and the stats of the first half certainly belie the fact that Indians have that 20-7 lead. They've had 11 first downs to 3 for Decatur. 36 plays from offense for the Indians, just 15 for the Raiders. Yards from scrimmage, Saugatuck with 147, Decatur with just 54 penalties. Saugatuck 2 for 30, and the Raiders 2 for 9 yards. The Raiders are 0 for 2 on third down. And Saugatuck on third downs have 2 converted. Seven, so 3 for 7 on third downs for Saugatuck. And Joe Kraszewski with 2 touchdown runs of 1 yard and a 25-yard touchdown reception from Blake Dunn, who has had to boot 1 extra point. Tanner Nutting has the other extra point. And the only score for the Raiders is a 94-yard kickoff return by Matthew Boddy for a touchdown. We're at halftime. Saugatuck leading Decatur by a score of 20-7. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Your visit to Saugatuck isn't complete without lunch or dinner at the Butler Restaurant, a local favorite for decades. This West Michigan landmark beckons you with a fabulous view of historic Singapore Harbor and a fabulous menu featuring the famous Butler Burger, along with delectable entrees, salads, burgers, and sandwiches. You can preview their menu at thebutlerrestaurant.com. Whether it's after the game, a relaxing weekend, or a midweek treat, enjoy casual waterfront dining at the Butler Restaurant in Saugatuck.
It takes a total team effort to be successful in any game. Randy's Carpet Care has a team of professionals ready to provide you with the service you deserve. Voted best carpet cleaner in the Best of West Michigan poll, Randy's Carpet Care provides top quality work at a reasonable price with your satisfaction guaranteed. Call Randy's Carpet Care at 392-1400 for all your carpet and upholstery cleaning. That's Randy's Carpet Care. Call 392-1400 and join the winning team.
Follow the exploits of Saugatuck High's athletes and the rest of the Southwest Athletic Conference on the official website of the SAC, sacathletics.org. Services with LaShell Photography of Fenville. This website keeps track of all the league sports with scores, stats, updates, and action photos. Students and conference schools can also contribute material to the website. It's all in one place, sacathletics.org. Eric Michaels, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Indians making their second ever visit to Decatur. They've only played them 2 previous times. 2 previous meetings came back in 2007 and 2008. The Indians played at the old facility. This is a brand new facility since the last visit by Saugatuck. Came on September 7th of 2007 when the Indians won here 39-34. Eric Silva rushed for 249 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he also caught a touchdown reception from quarterback Dunn. That is Nick Dunn, Blake Dunn's older brother. So it is Blake Dunn doing the honors tonight after Nick Dunn helped the Indians win here 6 years ago. 5 years ago, the only other meeting was at Jarvis Memorial Field where the Indians fell to Decatur 42-26, despite 128 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns for Tim Claus. The Raiders 9-3 last year, 3-2 in the Sac South, tied for third, but did reach the Division 7 regional finals, losing to Guam-Westphalia 26-21. Last two seasons, postseason play for Joe Groh's team, who's been here for 34 years, and 19 out of the last 23 years have been playoff seasons. Groh has won 169 out of 240 games in the last 23 years. Two chances for state championships for Joe Groh here at Decatur, losing the Division 7 finals to Mendon in 02, 21-14, spoiling a 13-1 season. And then 1997, 12 wins in a row before the Class C final loss to Ravenna, 48-26. Indians, as we mentioned, 5-4 last year. Three-way tie for first, but missed the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. 42-13 in the last five-plus seasons for Bill Dunn's team. And two more wins, and the Indians get to the 200 mark since the beginning of the program in 1956. The black-clad Raiders have returned to the field. We're awaiting the arrival of the Saugatuck Indians. And we'll get going with the second half in a few moments. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Coral Gables is a proud supporter of Saugatuck High School football. Come out and cheer on the Indians this season. Make Coral Gables your stop for pizza after the game. You'll love it, and so will the kids. Coral Gables also features the fun and famous Corner Bar and live comedy. Coral Gables is proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools and the athletic and academic efforts of local students. Good luck to the Saugatuck High School football team from Coral Gables on the waterfront in beautiful downtown Saugatuck.
The Saugatuck Athletic Boosters are proud to sponsor the Indians, and they're proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools, a Blue Ribbon school district with state and national award-winning programs and a tradition of excellence on and off the athletic field. The Saugatuck area is one of America's top 50 great places to raise kids, and the Saugatuck Public Schools are a major positive factor. Personal instruction, cutting-edge classroom technology, it's all at Saugatuck Public Schools. Good luck, Indians, from the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters.
Come in and find all the back-to-school supplies you need at Friss Office Outfitters in Holland. HP inkjet printers from $34.99, a large selection of eco-friendly products, over 115 different ring binders from $1.29, 35% off colored storage carts, 50% off artist canvas. They have pens, pencils, markers, and highlighters by the box or by the item. Friss has the largest selection of school, office, and art supplies in West Michigan. When it comes to school supplies, no matter what you need or how many, you'll find it at Friss Office Outfitters on River Avenue in Holland.